When I was in the early secondary, or in the prime, or late primary, that means in primary 5 and 6, and it's of course in secondary 1. And at that time, I was in a small tutorial class that was taught by a native English speaker. Then at that time, instead of very traditional, well, taught on both A for apple, B for boy, these kind of stuff, he uses a lot of games and a lot of interactive activities like playing Monopoly, playing these kind of board games. So at that time, at these kind of board games, they are all in English. That's throughout playing these games that we are encouraged to talk more with our peers. That means our classmates in the tutorial class. So at the time, I was really well impressed by how a learning experience can be designed that it will not be that boring compared to ordinary learning experience just like in
So that one
school.
was outside of your school.
That one was outside of my primary school or secondary school. That one I was in private tutorial school actually. Very small one.
A small scale, not
It's a very
a
small
big
scale.
company.
No, it is not a well, not a corporation scale. It is a very small, well, it only has one school. That's a very small scale.
Okay, all right. But it's quite well developed if it can think of such interesting methods to teach English.
I think the underlying reason is that I think he was a native English,
Speaker.
and yeah, the native English speaker. He was a British. And
Okay.
then he stayed in Hong Kong for almost 20 years, 30 years, I think. At that time, he already understand that what's the learning experience like this, so that we won't get bored,
Okay,
obviously.
that's very nice. Let's move on to the next question. What is your most memorable English reading experience?
Well, my most memorable English, albeit I'm not quite quite an active read. I'm not quite active in reading books or newspaper or, well, any kind of print material, but I like the online article sites like Engadget.com, or like more specific about technology or other kinds of like political issues that, well, usually they really are well very specific on writing and review, for example, review on a mobile phone or maybe on a new technology, that they really use some very precise English, and sometimes it's very well it's also it's very funny.
Okay, so those were the kind of English text that you most usually read.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Well, actually, it is the most frequent one, except for the hyperbusiness review.